while the choir is having their picture made. I would like to express my sincere thanks for all the hard work that David and each person in the choir has done over the course of the last several weeks to bring us this wonderful service of Advent lessons and carols. You're in for a real treat. Just a few announcements before we begin the service today. If you are interested in purchasing a poinsettia that would decorate the church on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day in honor or memory of a loved one, there are envelopes in the back of the church where you can find those. And somebody asked at the 8 o'clock service, well, Jimmy, how much money does a poinsettia cost and how much should we put in that envelope? And my response is, you could put nothing in that envelope, or you could put fill it with gold coins. That's just up to you. Just anything that would be there to just what our concern is that we have that name correct so that we might put it in our Christmas Eve bulletin and that you are able to remember or honor your loved one. On Thursday evening, that's this Thursday, December 20th at 6 p.m. in this space, our own David Wagner and Laura Huckin with Cathedral Voices will lead a service. Well, it's just a Christmas carol sing-along. If you need a little extra boost to get yourself into the Christmas spirit, this Thursday, December 20th in this space, Christmas carols and holiday spirit, we would love to see you there. I want to express my sincere thanks to this church for all that you did over the course of last Sunday in observance and in celebration of our fake Christmas Eve service out at the Chapel of the Transfiguration. It was a packed house, and God delivered just the kind of weather that we needed for that place to really shine. For the Episcopal Church, it was a wonderful opportunity for us to share one of our sacred spaces with the wider church. That broadcast of that service will be available on the Episcopal Church's website, on our website, on the Episcopal Church's social media contacts, on our social media contacts as well, and that happens on Christmas Eve. Just to make sure you're aware of what's happening here on Christmas Eve, I would remind you that on the 24th, we have a service at 12 noon in St. John's Chapel. We have a family service at 3:30 in this space. That'll be a Christmas pageant and a Christmas Eve service, 3:30, 6 p.m. in this building, service with the choir, 9 p.m. in this building with a string ensemble, 10 a.m. Christmas Day over in St. John's Chapel, a Christmas service, and then 4 p.m. at the Chapel of the Transfiguration, we'll have a service of just singing Christmas carols and candlelight. So we would love to see you for one or all of those. A warm welcome to those of you who are visiting our congregation this morning. We're very happy to have you here and happy to be able to share this wonderful service of lessons and carols.
God, as we light these candles, we thank you for all the blessings in our lives. You have done great things for us. In you we find faith, hope, and great joy. We thank you especially for the gift of our family and the joy we share.
Yeah.
Dear people of God, in the season of Advent, we prepare ourselves to hear once more the message of the angels, to go to Bethlehem and see the Son of God lying in a manger. Let us hear and heed in Holy Scripture the story of God's loving purpose from the time of our rebellion against Him until the glorious redemption brought to us by His holy child, Jesus. And let us look forward to the yearly remembrance of His birth with hymns and songs of praise. But first, let us pray for the needs of His whole world, for peace and justice on earth, for the unity and mission of the church for which He died, and especially for His church in our country and in Jackson Hole. And because He particularly loves them, let us remember in His name the poor and the helpless, the cold, the hungry and the oppressed, the sick and those who mourn, the lonely and unloved, the aged and little children, as well as all those who do not know and love the Lord Jesus Christ. Finally, let us remember before God His pure and lowly mother and that whole multitude which no one can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom in Jesus we are one forevermore. And now, to sum up all these petitions, let us pray in the Lord, in the words which Christ Himself has taught us, saying, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Almighty God bless us with His grace. Christ, give us the joys of everlasting life. And to the fellowship of the citizens above, may the King of angels bring us all. Amen.
Captive Israel. first lesson this morning is taken from Genesis. Adam and Eve rebel against God and are cast out of the Garden of Eden. Now the serpent was made more crafty than any other animal that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God say you shall not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die." But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made loincloths for themselves. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. And God and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman who you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me and ate. And I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put an enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly increase your pangs in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Yet your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." And to the man he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the fruit about which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat it all of the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. You are dust, and to dust you will return." The man named his wife Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And the Lord God made garments of the skins for the man and his wife, and clothed them. Then the Lord God said, "See, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now he might reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life, and eat and live forever." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you.
A reading from Isaiah. God comforts his people and calls on them to prepare for redemption. A green shoot will sprout from Jesse's stump, from his roots a budding branch. The life-giving spirit of God will hover over him, the spirit that brings wisdom and understanding, the spirit that gives direction and builds strength, the spirit that instills knowledge and fear of God. Fear of God will be all his joy and delight. He won't judge by appearances, won't decide on the basis of hearsay. He'll judge the needy by what is right, render decisions on earth's poor with justice. His words will bring everyone to awed attention. A mere breath from his lips will topple the wicked. Each morning, he'll pull on sturdy work clothes and boots and build righteousness and faithfulness in the land. The wolf will romp with the lamb. The leopard sleep with the kid. Calf and lion will eat from the same trough, and a little child will tend them. Cow and bear will graze the same pasture. Their calves and cubs grow up together. And the lion eats straw like the ox. The nursing child will crawl over rattlesnake dens. The toddler stick his hand down the hole of a serpent. Neither animal nor human will hurt or kill on my holy mountain. The whole earth will be brimming with knowing God alive, a living knowledge of God, ocean deep, ocean wide. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Isaiah, Voices of the Divine Council, Comfort the People of God. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem, and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Isaiah, Voices of the Divine Council, Comfort the People of God. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers. The flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers. The flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up. Do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead the mother sheep. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Shepherd, and he shall A reading from Isaiah, Isaiah signaling Emmanuel. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David. Is it too little for you to weary mortals, that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey by the time he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good." The word of the Lord.
Be strong.
A reading from Micah: the one who is to rule Israel will be born in the village of Bethlehem. You, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall live secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Word was first. The Word present to God. God present to the Word. The Word was God. In readiness for God from day one, everything was created through him. Nothing, not one thing, came to being without him. What came to existence was life, and the life was light to live by. The life light blazed out of the darkness. The darkness couldn't put it out. There was once a man, his name John, sent by God to point out the way to the life light. He came to show everyone where to look, who to believe in. John was not himself the light. He was there to show the way to the light. The life light was the real thing. Every person entering life, he brings into light. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Nice work.
Mm-hmm.
Reading from Luke. An angel announces to Zechariah that his wife Elizabeth will bear a son. In the days of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly order of Abijah. His wife was a descendant of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both of them were righteous before God, living blamelessly according to all the commandments and regulations of the Lord. But they had no children because Elizabeth was barren, and both were getting on in years. Once when he was serving as priest before God at his section was and his section was on duty, he was chosen by lot according to the custom of the priesthood to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and offer incense. Now at the time of the incense offering, the whole assembly of the people was praying outside. Then there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was terrified, and fear overwhelmed him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you will name him John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He must never drink wine or strong drink. Even before his birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. With the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before him to turn the hearts of parents to their children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah said to the angel, "How will I know that this is so? For I am an old man, and my wife is getting on in years." The angel replied, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. But now, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time, you will become mute, unable to speak until the day these things occur. Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondered at his delay in the sanctuary. When he did come out, he could not speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He kept motioning to them and remained unable to speak. When his time of service was ended, he went to his home. After those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she remained in seclusion. She said, "This is what the Lord has done for me when he looked favorably on me and took away the disgrace I have endured among my people." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Luke. The angel Gabriel announces to the Virgin Mary that she will bear the Son of the Most High. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh,
May the sun of righteousness shine upon you and scatter the darkness from before your path. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be upon you this day and remain with you always.
Amen.